What are you doing up at this hour of the night?
What are you doing up at this hour of the night?
Prevention of crime. Every hour of the day and night.
Movie.
Break.
Is the team that protects your property and you.
Hallo liebe Movie Break Hörerinnen und Hörer, hier sind wir wieder mit euch mit einem neuen spannenden Interview zu Strange World, der am 23. November hier in den Kinos startet. Und bei mir ist der Produzent des Films, in dem es um eine fantastische Welt und eine Familie von Entdeckern geht, der Oscar-gekrönte Roy Connolly. Hi Roy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And Roy has been answering questions all day, but he's gonna answer more questions for Movie Break and for you, dear listeners. So, and the first question, of course, is what is Strange World actually about? You can explain it the best.
Strange World is a story about a family who must enter a land they've never seen in order to help save their way of life. It's a great story. It's an adventure. It's a comedy. And I think it has a terrific message, but most of all, it's just so much fun and entertaining.
This morning, we already could see some great clips and excerpts from the movie, which is still being finalized. And this world really looks like super imaginative. It looks fantastic. In contrast to the super original world, this theme or the subject of family is a very traditional one. So how do you think does this kind of family subject still connect with today's audience, where most people are not living in traditional family units and not in functional family units? So the family seems kind of removed from today's social reality, even though it's still the ideal of life.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think family is not necessarily ideal. I think that family is many things in today's society, and that I think what we're looking at is a specific family who, has to overcome their differences in order to help save the world that they live in. So it's, I don't think family is necessarily antiquated. We all have family, and how we deal with it is, we all deal with it differently. And it's this one specific family who's trying it. I love father-son stories. And this is a father-son-grandson story. And there's so much fun in terms of seeing the generational differences between the three. So that adds a different element to it as well.
Yeah, I can see how many a man love father-son stories, but I have to say, to be honest myself, I've been seeing so many father-son stories all the time all my life, and I'm sometimes wondering, when will there be more, like, stories about women,
Because, oh, really?
Honestly. So it's about what fascinated me about this particular son was that there was the promise that this is going to be the first Disney movie where there's going to be like a major character who has a queer relationship. Is this true? Is it going to be?
There is an LGBTQ representation in the film. Yeah,
that this absolutely was going to be the first time, like it's the first major production. Otherwise, it was just like supporting characters. Was it hard to push that idea, or was it easy to get it?
Not any difficulty whatsoever. What I love about working with Don Hall is that he creates these wonderful, diverse, and inclusive worlds. If you look back at Baymax, Big Hero 6, he created this amazing team that was diverse, and this is just kind of an extension of that. And really, I think this is the world that we live in, and we as a studio are committed to telling stories about the world we live in. Even though this is an imaginary world, this is rooted in our world.
Yeah, it really means a lot to the LGBTQ+ community to see that representation, because honestly, many of us thought it would never happen that Disney ever gives this kind of space to a queer character. So can you elaborate a little bit more about the family dynamic from which this character comes from and from the whole background, like the different types? We have the mother who's also an adventurer, the father is an explorer, then there's the grandfather who's also an explorer, and the son tries to kind of find his place within this dynamic.
Yeah.
Can you maybe tell us a little bit more about how they work together?
Well, it's interesting because this is where the father-son-grandson story comes in. But also, again, the mother plays an important role because she is kind of she's the glue. She's the one that helps communication happen, which is kind of interesting. But I would say that, you know, the story starts off with Jaeger and Searcher, the father and son, going on an expedition. Within that expedition, there is a decision that Searcher wants to go back because he's discovered this amazing plant that creates energy, Pando. His father, who is so obsessed with his own legacy, his father's own legacy, moves on and essentially leaves the family. And so we pick up the story 25 years later. Searcher is now a very successful farmer of Pando, the plant that he found. And he has created this amazing farm. And in his mind, the legacy that he wants to leave to his son is that farm. But Ethan, his son, the grandson of Jaeger, has his own ideas and is trying to come to grips with, he has ideas that there is life off the farm, somewhere else. And so that kind of dynamic of father wanting to leave legacy, but son reevaluating where they want to be is kind of the structure of those relationships.
Which sounds very exciting. And also, if you tell me about the plant, of course, that resonates strongly with certain environmental issues that we have today. And also the theme of finding energy. We're all looking for clean sources of energy. And at the moment, we're in a huge energy crisis, actually. So it's even, I suppose you couldn't foresee that when you were developing the movie, but it's even more acute, I would say, in its subject of finding an energy source that's reliable, that's clean, that's cheap and available to everybody. Did reality or what happened in the world right now influence the way you build a story, or was it always constant?
Well, I know within the structure of the German energy crisis right now, that's all relatively recent, and it takes 4 years to build a film. So we were well on the track of telling that story. But I think that's resonant. That resonates in all countries and all societies today. The idea of, and it has to do with the major theme of, what do we leave the next generation? The more we burn, the more we will burn. And it was always from day one, how do we leave a better world for those who come after us? And that was kind of the underlying message of what was going on.
And another, of course, the film is called Strange World, and in many aspects it is about this strange world they're entering, which looks like very fantastic with psychedelic colors, and it's completely different from the, let's say, reality, like with nature. And it's at the same time a little bit scary and also exciting. And is it also maybe about the subject, is something that's strange or foreign, is it dangerous or does it belong to us? Because those characters, they find that world. And does that kind of motive play a part in the plot, if this world belongs actually to them and is there for their taking?
It's interesting because just before I came to Germany, I visited Yosemite, which is a park, a national park in California. And you go into nature and you realize how incredibly stunning, beautiful, and kind of strange when you think about the idea that a glacier scraped through this valley millions of years ago and created these rock walls. And so to me, nature, if you're asking me, do I think strange has a negative connotation? Not at all. I think strange is interesting.
Okay, and then there is this whole world which builds up all those tensions in the characters. And there might be this kind of question, like, where do they want to live? Like, do they want to live in the world that they are actually from? Or is this new reality morphing with theirs? So are those fantasy worlds playing a part in the reality of the movie?
Well, I think the fantasy worlds become very real to them. So I think when you see the final movie, I think you'll be really intrigued by how they will respond to the recognition of there are worlds beyond theirs. And that's part, you know, that's part of the reality that we need to recognize. We live in a marvelous universe, and that universe has so many different wonderful happenings going on simultaneously, whether they're near or far. And it's that recognition that I think is kind of magic, and it's part of the magic of the film.
And final question. You mentioned as a source for those movies, Edgar Rice Burroughs and H.G. Wells. And I think we all love H.G. Wells, and we love the adventure, also the action, of course. But with, especially with authors like Edgar Rice Burroughs, it has also certain problematic in those themes that he tackled, or his political views. Do you think that our love for old classic stories can make us overview or ignore the problematic aspects or implications that some of those stories might have?
That's an interesting question, because I think what you do is you take influence, and when you understand that those stories from the turn of the 19th century into the 20th century then opened the doors into films like King Kong and Journey to the Center of the Earth and, you know, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, all the way into Raiders. If you, you know, those are influences. Those are influences. And you take the best of that influence and you move forward with the story.
Thank you so much, Roy Connolly. We wish to talk on for hours, but of course, time is running out. So thank you a lot for a great interview. And we're all looking forward to seeing Strange World when it's starting in the theaters.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks a lot.